Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Monday, February the 8th, 2016, 12:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Scott Spears along with you. And we're going to have a fun hour today because in coming up at 12:30, we're going to have a special announcement regarding the Marion Blue Racers, the indoor football league team that we've had here in Marion for the past few years. We're going to be joined by their general manager, Lamonte Coleman, at 12:30 today, so stay tuned for that. Also, coming up at 12:40 today, we're going to be joined by Marion resident Martin Harris, who's going to talk about big events coming up from the Black Heritage Council toward the end of this month, and also talk about the big New Hampshire primary going on tomorrow. Will Donald Trump pull it out? Will Bernie Sanders pull it out? Will Hillary be able to stage a comeback? Hard to tell, but we're all going to find out tomorrow as time goes on. I thought we'd spend the first 15 minutes of this program today maybe doing some trivia questions as well as learning some facts about Ohio. We did this once before and it was a lot of fun because, you know, you live in the state and Ohio is a very interesting state. It's a state that's very important to politics. You'll hear more about that as we get into the primary and certainly the general election later this year. But so many things have happened here in Ohio that people don't know about, and so many things have happened that people just, I guess, don't pick up during their time here in Ohio. Charlie Evers, our host here of the Charlie Evers Faye Banks Show, does a good job of highlighting some of these things. Again, Charlie's on every Wednesday and Thursday, 10 a.m. till 12 noon, and then Friday, 1:10 to 3 p.m. Always has something interesting to talk about and a lot of giveaways. So let's get into it today before we get our phone call in from Lamonte Coleman, the general manager of the Marion Blue Racers. This is Ohio facts is what these are. Interesting Ohio facts. 50% of the United States population lives within a 500-mile radius of Columbus, Ohio. Now, that's not just Ohio population. 50%, half of the United States population lives within a 500-mile radius of Columbus, Ohio. Neil Armstrong, the first man to walk on the moon, was from Wapakoneta, Ohio. Wapakoneta. I think Charlie Evers actually had that as a trivia question at one point. Now here's a funny one. It's illegal to fish for whales on a Sunday in Ohio. Not that there's any place to do that, but you can fish for them any other day, but just not on Sunday. Not that you're ever going to find a whale in Ohio, but it's on the books, so you have to go with it. Thomas Edison, the inventor of the incandescent light bulb, the phonograph, and the early motion picture camera, was from Milan, Ohio. Did you know that? Did you know Thomas Edison was an Ohio boy? Akron was the first city to use police cars. Akron, Ohio, the first city to use police cars. This is a fact I've heard before, and I always think it's very interesting because we just think of it as a way of life here in Ohio, but it's really not. Ohio has the largest Amish population of any state in the nation. Largest Amish population of any state in the nation. John Lampert of an Ohio city made America's first automobile in 1891, John Lambert, doesn't say, well, I guess of Ohio City, made America's first automobile in 1891. The first full-time automobile service station opened in 1899 in Ohio. Well, of course, why wouldn't it? After John Lambert created the first automobile, you gotta fill it up somewhere. Oberlin College, founded in 1833, was the first interracial and coeducational college in the United States. That's an interesting fact for Black History Month. Oberlin College was the first interracial and coeducational college in the United States. Now, here's a trivia question for you. If you can answer this question, I will give you $10 to Pesto's. Here's a trivia question. Name the seven United States presidents that were born in Ohio. Name the 7 United States presidents that were born in Ohio. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. If you can tell me, there's 7 of them. 7 United States presidents that were born in Ohio. And I'm sure you know one of them, being Harding. But there were 7 of them. 740-383-9944. The 7 United States presidents born in Ohio, and we'll give you $10 to Pestos. 740-383-9944. The largest drumsticks in the world are in David Grohl Alley, each measuring 23 feet long and weighing a half ton. Those are some big drumsticks. Most people know this one. The Pro Football Hall of Fame is located in Canton. Now, here's something for you. Women are prohibited from wearing patent leather shoes in public in Ohio. The reasoning: so men can't see reflections of the women's underthings in their shoes. Now, first of all, you see, there are so many old laws on the books that we don't even think about, and obviously that's one of them. Women are prohibited from wearing patent leather shoes in public in Ohio, so men can't see their underthings in the reflection of their shoes. First of all, even if you had patent leather shoes on, could people really see a reflection in those? Who thought this up? How crazy. Lifesavers candy was invented by Clarence Crane of Garrettsville, Ohio, in 1912. They were touted as a summer candy since they didn't melt like chocolate. Lifesavers are from Ohio, 1912, over 100 years old. Some well-known personalities were born in Ohio. Among them are Steven Spielberg, Paul Newman, Annie Oakley, Arsenio Hall, and Clark Gable. It's illegal for more than 5 women to live in one house in Ohio. Well, see, there's going to be problems there already, because they're probably all wearing patent leather shoes and living in the... That's probably why they had to institute this no more than 5 women in the same house. Because if you get more than 5 women wearing patent leather shoes and it's a sunny day, you never know what could happen. See, I wonder if this is one of those laws you could enforce, because obviously there are houses that have more than 5 women in them. But there you go. That's a fact. The world's largest horseshoe crab is more than 55 feet long and lives in Blairchester. Ohio state flag is not a rectangle like other flags. It's a pennant design, and it's the only state flag in the United States with that design. We're the only state that has a pennant design flag. Did you know that? Okay, here's something else interesting. By state law, no one may be arrested on a Sunday or on the 4th of July in Ohio, which is not enforced, but that is a law. Now, see, now here's something. If there's a lawyer out there listening, I wonder, if it is law in the state, by state law, no one may be arrested on a Sunday or on the 4th of July. If you were arrested on a Sunday, could you protest that and say that state law says you can't be arrested on a Sunday? Or the 4th of July? Do you know how many people are arrested on the 4th of July for maybe knocking one too many back? Or buying illegal fireworks? Or setting off illegal fireworks? Well, guess what? By state law, you cannot be arrested on a Sunday or the 4th of July in Ohio. Go figure. Okay, now here's another trivia question for you. We've got one trivia... Oh, hold on a second. We've got one trivia question on the table here. Tell me the 7 U.S. presidents that were born in Ohio. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Tell me the 7 United States presidents born in Ohio, and we'll give you $10 to Pestos. Now, if you'd like $10 to Rosa and Rocco's, here's something interesting. Roy J. Plunkett of New Carlisle, Ohio, invented what in 1938? Roy J. Plunkett, this is the question, for $10 to Rosa and Rocco's. Roy J. Plunkett of New Carlisle, Ohio, invented what in 1938? What did he invent? 740-383-9944. Don't forget, Lamonte Coleman from the Marion Blue Racers coming up in about 6 minutes, and then we will have Martin Harris at 20 till talking about all the political comings and goings. And if you have an opinion on any of this, give me a ring, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if you can answer either of our trivia questions for $10 to Pesto's, name the seven presidents born in Ohio. You can give me their last name, seven presidents born in Ohio, for $10 to Pesto's. Or if you can tell me what Roy J. Plunkett from New Carlisle, Ohio, invented in 1938, right here in Ohio, what did he invent? I'll give you $10 to Rosa and Rocco's. 740-383-9944. You can take tours of a house made entirely of trash, affectionately referred to as a house of trash, in Philo. So take a trip over to Philo, and you can see the house of trash. The first airplane was invented by Dayton natives, the Wright brothers. I'm sure everybody knew that. Let's see, what else do we have here? The largest, most comprehensive collection of historical contraceptives, here we go again, in the world is at the Dietrich Museum of Medical History in Cleveland. You know, that's very interesting. The largest, most comprehensive collection of historical contraceptives, why is it the in the world is at the Dietrich Museum in the Dietrich Museum of Medical History in Cleveland. Well, I'm sure everybody will just run right up there to take a look at that. I wonder if the people working there, is this something they tout around? I wonder if we can get them on the telephone line here. This is so bizarre. The Dietrich Museum of Medical History. What a fascinating thing. How in the world do you get a hold of these people? Oh, there it is. There's the phone number. I wonder if they're happy about this whole contraceptive thing. That is very, very bizarre. Maybe we'll try to get a hold of them later on in the program here if we have some time at the end. You never know. But I'm sure they're very happy about that. The first mechanical cash register was invented in Dayton, Ohio. First cash register was invented in Dayton, Ohio. How about that? Again, telephone number to call, 740-383-9944. The two trivia questions right now, for $10 to Pesto's, tell me the seven U.S. presidents that were born in Ohio. And for $10 to Rosa and Rocca's, tell me what Roy J. Plunkett of New Carlisle, Ohio, invented in 1938. Roy J. Plunkett of New Carlisle, Ohio, invented what in 1938? That'll get you $10 to Rosa and Rocco's. And if you can tell me the seven United States presidents born in Ohio, we'll give you $10 to Pesto's. 740-383-9944. Lamonte Coleman, president and general manager of the Marion Blue Racers, with an announcement coming up here in about 2 minutes concerning the Marion Blue Racers. And then we will be joined by Martin Harris at 20 till 2 o'clock today. Or 20 to 1 o'clock today, excuse me, talking about the New Hampshire primary. Again, you're listening to WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching WWGH Radio, Marion, Ohio, and you'll get all kind of exclusive content there. And remember, the website was just redone. We have show archives with Hugh Downs and Dick Gregory and Mr. McFeely and a whole bunch of other things. Charlie Evers shows are on air, so stay tuned to that. But right now, as I teased earlier on in the program, we're going to speak with the general manager of the Marion Blue Racers, Lamonte Coleman, and learn something interesting going on with the Blue Racers. Mr. Coleman, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon, Scott.
Yeah, good to talk with you. It's been a while, but hope things are well with you.
Yeah, things are well. Family's doing well. I just thank God that he's given us favorable weather in Columbus, Ohio.
This has been about the worst winter we have had on record.
Yes, it is. You know, by this time, I would have shoveled my driveway about 100 times, but I haven't had to use my shovel all winter.
That's not a bad thing. We had the mayor on this morning, and he was talking about how they have a shed here full of salt, and we all feel that it can just stay there for the rest of the winter.
Absolutely, you know, it's always nice hearing the mayor involved. He's a big supporter of the team, and I appreciate him still being around to serve the people in Marion.
Before we get to the announcement, which I just heard about yesterday, give people who don't know a little background on what the Marion Blue Racers is, for those who may not know.
Sure. Currently, you know, we were going into our sixth year. The Marion Blue Racers is a indoor/arena football team that I established back in October 2010, and we have successfully completed five consecutive seasons, losing a couple championship games, but getting as far as winning a conference championship. But you know, I've been working with different sponsors and different people in the community, and the Blue Racers are suspending play for the 2016 season, you know, to make sure that we can actually get through a season. We want to make sure that we need more increased ticket sales and having our sponsors, you know, focus on our deadlines for sponsorship. So we're working really hard to try to resume play in 2017.
When did you know that this was going to happen? What essentially brought this on?
You know, every team, no matter if you're the Marion Blue Racers or you're the world champion Denver Broncos, your sports medicine team is vital. And basically, you know, over the last couple of years, we've had Dr. Davis and MIPA support our team, and he's had some family issues going on. So Ohio Health basically took the ball and ran with it, and you know, last year they came on as our official sports medicine provider, and there's been some issues with making sure that not just Ohio Health, but making sure that all of our sponsors are have an understanding that we set our budget early in the year. So, you know, we want to make sure that we can to fulfill commitments and contracts. And I didn't think that when I, you know, obviously as the president, I looked at the numbers and I said that, hey, I'd rather for us to make an announcement and, you know, not going to the season, and that be a typical team that, you know, fraudulently goes into a season and can't pay their employees and fulfill their contracts.
Was this a hard decision to make on your behalf?
Of course, it's hard. You know, I've been part of the Marion community since 2010, way back with the previous team, the Mayhem, and there's a lot of people who have allowed me to bring football to Marion. And if I thought it was over, I would just say so, and, you know, it's been a great run. But there are too many people who have been really good to me and my family. There's been a lot of people who have been employed through the Blue Racers. And we, you know, during the spring, we kind of, you know, stimulate the economy with the people who come into our our hotels and fill up their gas tanks and eat our food in Marion. So, you know, we're in talks right now to try to get to make an announcement this spring. So I'm meeting with different officials to try to make this happen. So we can't resume play in 2017.
Now, as far as taking a season off like this, how does this have an impact on the league that you're in and the games you play and things of that nature?
That's a great question, Scott. Because we have been a mainstay for the last half decade, the AIF officials were definitely shocked. But they, as much as they wanted the Marion Blue Racers to compete and fulfill their schedule, they were very supportive and very happy that that, you know, I was business savvy enough to say, hey, this is not where we want to be. We may have some trouble down the line. And our fans, you know, I can't tell you that they're definitely disappointed, and they're definitely hoping that we come back very soon. So anytime you take a step back, it doesn't always mean a death penalty. Sometimes you can actually fortify your sponsors and support and try to have a better business plan going to the future.
Now, as far as players go, because you obviously did have repeat players over the years, that there won't be a team this year, do they all become free agents, or how would the rebuilding of a team go if sponsorship dollars were able to return?
So we have a number of players who have moved on to other teams. Number one, whether the Blue Racers are going to come back in 16, we had a few players that put us some pretty hefty numbers, and they were, just like every year, other teams were attracted to different players like Les Obi, or our star quarterback who flew in from Huntington Beach, California, Ryan Pajos, 6'3", 200-pound wide receiver from Las Vegas, who's now with the Bloomington Edge. Alex Coleman, right here from Columbus, wide receiver, my star wide receiver, now with the Lehigh Valley Steelhawks in Allentown, PA. So the Blue Racers have always had players move on to different leagues, whether they're lateral moves or higher. But those same players are looking forward to resuming play back in Marion, as well as other players who have basically can't find a job in the dilapidated Arena League.
Now, you say dilapidated Arena League. What has happened there with that?
Oh, man. You know, it's almost like the 2008-2009 shutdown where, you know, it seemed like, you know, they didn't have a CBA, but it seemed like more money was going out than coming in. And when, you know, it's really hard, you know, just to name, you know, arenas like Nationwide or Quicken Loans. Those buildings, who are basically NHL and NBA facilities, I don't have to tell you, it takes more than a couple dollars to run a venue of that capacity. So, you know, right now, the great relationship I have with the Coliseum, Candy Trip Arena manager, I mean, that's our home away from home. We are in good relations, you know, all of our bills are paid, we have a great relationship, and we're working together to try to make sure that our players can come home and either continue their careers or finish out their careers in front of their home fans.
That being said, when you had to go to the Coliseum and tell them you were suspending play this year, and you talk about the boom from other teams coming in and filling up the hotels at certain times of the year, what was the feeling from the community leaders and people at the Coliseum knowing that this year that's not going to happen?
Disappointment. And that's why right now we have some sponsors that are trying to make it right. And Scott, I've known you for a number of years, and this spring, I will definitely, I'm not going to be a stranger. You know, like I said, I go to church in Marion. These players and these sponsors and fans, they want football back. I want football back. My wife wants football back. And I promise you that you will be the first person to know. I'll call you. I want to get on your radio show, and I would love to make an announcement right here on the Scott Spears Show that we are coming back, and let you know what league we're going to be in, dates and whatnot, and a host of players that I'm looking to sign if all that happens.
That would be amazing. And not that this is an end, but final question. In your Blue Racers career so far, what has been the highlight of that team?
Oh, there's many. There's so many. The opportunity of playing in two championship games, winning the division championship, just having these repeat Marion businesses that continue to support us, some of them for the entire length of our tenure, like Lee's Famous Recipe or Ralphie's Family Eatery or MIPA with Dr. Davis, and so many others. So that has basically been the highlight, where you can actually bring, because I'm not from Marion, and sitting and talking to some of these sponsors and friends, some of these sponsors have become now friends and not and colleagues. So that, I think that's the highlight, where you have people who, Marion's a tough city, there's a lot of stuff going on, and, the people in the city are trying to do everything they can to bring businesses in. So anytime you lose a business, it hurts the community, it hurts the kids, and the Marion Blue Racers have created a safe haven for families and children, to spend their hard earned dollar on Fridays and Saturday nights. So we definitely want to bring that back. And like I said, Scott, as soon as I find out, I have a couple meetings scheduled pretty soon. And as soon as I find out everything that's going on, I'll be the happiest guy in the world knowing that Blue Racer football is coming back to the Coliseum.
Absolutely. Will the office in Marion stay open?
The office in Marion will be suspended right now. And basically, I'm Ryan Sawyer, who's our chief marketing officer. We are actually going to add different numbers and different locales where people can contact us and find out all the things that are going on. But I think we're going to, when we do come back, we're going to focus more on utilizing the Coliseum office at the arena.
As far as attendance goes, you mentioned attendance there not being as great as you would have hoped it to be. What was the average attendance at last year's games, and how do you think we can improve that?
Great question, and that's a big part of it. We have about 3,300 seats, and average attendance has been less than 700, and that really is. It's really hurtful, when you have this great product, only the pro football team in Central Ohio, and there are many people that go to high school games, there are many people that go to other games, or, we're taking that tax dollar out of Marion and spending it other places, when you have a lot of these players and staff who are promoting the community. You have big companies that are supporting the team, so a lot of it goes on to our fans as well that don't go to the Coliseum and spend their money right there in Marion. So if you want to keep Marion Blue Racer football alive, pre-sales are big. BlueRacersFootball.com is our website. And so, I'll speak to all you fans out there that know LC, that know my family. If you want to keep Blue Racer football around for years to come, you have to, our ticket prices haven't changed for 5 consecutive seasons. And at $10, to basically go across the street to view pro football, they have great concessions, great atmosphere, and you have a winning product. We have not lost a regular season game in 2 consecutive seasons, and so we actually have no reason to not have that place filled up. So we need you fans to let us know how you feel. If you're buying the tickets, that means you want the team there. If you don't buy the tickets, then it's going to be really hard for the Marion Blue Racers to fill the team.
LC, I look forward to you coming back and telling us what's going on in the future. But again, if you just tuned into the program, we're chatting with LC, the general manager and owner of the Marion Blue Racers, and they will be suspending play for the 2016 season. And when we hear any more news on that, LC will come back and give us an update. I thank you for your time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye-bye. LC, Lamonte Coleman. general manager of the Marion Blue Racers, and there you have it. Marion Blue Racers will not be playing suspending play here in Marion for the 2016 season, and he will let us know when and if they return. So we will be looking forward to that. Again, the phone lines are open today, 740-383-9944. Can you tell me the seven U.S. presidents that were born in Ohio? 740-383-9944, and you'll get $10 to Pesto's. Or if you can tell me what was invented by Roy J. Plunkett of New Carlisle, Ohio, in 1938, we'll give you $10 to Rosa and Rocco's. What was invented in New Carlisle, Ohio, by Roy J. Plunkett in 1938? 740-383-9944. Should be joined momentarily by Martin Harris, who is going to give his opinions on tomorrow's primary in New Hampshire. Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, we don't know what's going to happen there. And on the other side, Trump and Cruz and Rubio and Kasich and Christie and Bush. It's going to be one very interesting day. Plus, Martin is going to tell us about events coming up with the Black Heritage Council right around the corner. Again, the website here at WWGH Radio is www.wwgh1071.com. It's a newly remodeled website. You can get all kinds of information on this station there, archives of shows. You can probably hear the show that we're doing live right now there within a few moments. That's the way it goes. So check out the new website, www.wwgh1071.com, and our Facebook page, just search WWGH Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM. Or give us a call, 740-383-9944. What is your feeling on the Blue Racers, the Marion Blue Racers, the indoor football team? Arena football team that has now suspended play for the 2016 season. What are your feelings on that? Have you been to a Blue Racers game? If so, what did you think about it? 740-383-9944. And again, our trivia questions are still out there. Would love to hear from you if you know the answers. It would definitely do your belly well to get $10 to Pesto's. Tell me the seven United States presidents born in Ohio. We'll give you $10 to Pesto's. The seven United States presidents born in Ohio. Or if you can tell me what Roy J. Plunkett invented in New Carlisle, Ohio in 1938, we'll give you $10 to Rosa and Rocco. So give us a call, 740-383-9944. Hey, you're live on WWGH Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Martin. Just calling to lay in on the primaries on tomorrow.
Yes, Martin Harris. Now, Martin, you, before we get to that, you have are involved with some big events coming up with the Black Heritage Council, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, give people an update on that, because that's going to be a lot of fun.
Our biggest event coming up is our banquet, which will be February 27th at All Occasions Catering Center in Waldo, Ohio. Start times at 5:30. That's usually when our social hour, from 5:30 to 6, and at 6 o'clock we'll start the program. We'll be celebrating 38 years of that, and this year we'll be having a very prominent speaker, and Abraham Bolden, who's the first African-American Secret Service agent assigned to a presidential detail, and that president was President Kennedy, who gave him the opportunity to serve on the Secret Service detail as the first African-American. So we are so very excited to, for one, have him here to even speak to us, and then he'll be speaking at the schools as well. But we are so excited that he'll be with us on the 27th to speak to us and share some inside information about what he experienced while he was serving, as on security detail with the White House. So that's our big event coming up on the 27th. Our tickets are $30 for the banquet. It is a formal dress event, so dress your best if you're interested in coming. And of course, if you want tickets for that to hear his phenomenal story, go to our Facebook page at Black Heritage Council of Marion County on Facebook, or you can shoot us an email at bhcmc385@gmail.com, or you can give me a call It's from around 213-3739. So there's a, we really want people just to come out, if nothing more, just to hear the history and the story that he has, and the impact that he could bring even to us in Marion, of bringing history from where it was to a present day time such as this.
Absolutely. That's going to be a tremendous event, and what a tremendous speaker that's going to be. Now, we're heading into New Hampshire tomorrow, and this is going to be very pivotal. It's the first primary of the season. And let's start on the Democratic side here. You have Bernie Sanders now. You have Hillary Clinton. The last debate was last Thursday mm-hmm. night. Who do you think won that debate, in your opinion? It got a little sharp-elbowed for the first time between the two.
In my opinion, I believe Bernie Sanders won that one. You know, currently right now, Bernie leads ahead of Hillary Clinton by double digits in most of the Democratic polls in the state. So to me, Bernie Sanders right now is one of the key things I think that he's doing that Hillary isn't doing is he is targeting the younger population. Matter of fact, I think he had over 20,000 volunteers. Most of them were between the ages of 18 to 30. So he has a big, big backing, at least in New Hampshire. Even in Iowa, although he lost Iowa in that caucus, he still had the platform to catch the youth. And I think for him, that's kind of what pushed him over the edge, even in the last debate, is that his focus is more on the youth and trying to make them understand that their vote does matter, and he's trying to get that population to go out for him. So,
why do you think the younger voters are following him so vigorously? He's a 74-year-old self-proclaimed Democratic socialist.
I think for one, because he's speaking their language. I think from hearing him and doing my own research on him, he's saying the things that they want to hear at a time like this. Some of the big things he's saying is, you know, the youth are the future. The youth is who needs to vote. The youth are the voice. And when you're talking to colleges and keep saying that enough, you're going to start getting the youth's attention. So I think, even with his age and what he's proclaimed to be, they're not really looking into that as much as they are. He's saying the things that's putting us on the front runner, you know, not me particularly, but this as a, you know, the generation as a whole, he's just, his language and what he's campaigning is focused on grabbing them and putting them on the map of saying, hey, they vote matter, their vote matters. So, with him continually saying that, that's getting their attention, and he's got a strong backing with that.
Why do you think Hillary is going to have trouble once they get out of New Hampshire, once they go to the South? She's ahead in a lot of those polls, and Bernie Sanders, the polls show he does not appeal to a lot of ethnic groups other than Caucasians.
Yeah.
So is that going to hurt him when they go to the South after he most likely wins the New Hampshire primary?
Absolutely. We can even look back when Barack Obama was doing this. So back then, Clinton came into the contest trailing President Obama in 2008, but then flipped the script and won the state in large part because of the success with, you know, different people at the track. Bernie Sanders doesn't have that advantage. Right now, to me, going to the South, for one, Clinton has backing there. Her husband has good backing there. And to me, most of the people, if not all of the people, that President Obama currently had or had during his campaigning, most of them are piggybacking on Hillary Clinton because, you know, they have the same idea. But, yeah, once he gets to the South, those southern states, and because of his campaign, his focus is really on those Caucasians, yeah, he's not going to win any of them if he continues to go in this direction he's going. And to me, Hillary will capture on the Democratic ballot all of those states, from Florida to Mississippi to Alabama, all those big southern states. After this New Hampshire primary, you can probably bet the first place that most of these people are going are to some of these big states, such as Hillary, to make sure that, you know, she lets them know, hey, I got your back, now you have mine. So yeah, I don't think Bernie has a chance in the southern states only because his focus is there. His focus is on that predominantly Caucasian race, and it's starting to show even with the volunteers that he had. 20,000 volunteers, and there was only a handful of minorities. Most of them were people that he's targeting, which is the white young race. So,
if we jump over to the Republican side of things, their debate on Saturday night got a little rough. The governors seem to have won that debate. What do you think happened in that debate, and what do you think happened to Marco Rubio, who people seem to point out as the loser of that debate?
I think the great thing to say at that point was it was very rough. It was very knives being thrown, and I think that there was a lot of focus. But to me, starting in addressing Senator Rubio, coming out of the Iowa caucus, I did not even think he would pull third. I was very surprised that he pulled the numbers he did coming out of Iowa. One thing about him that I'm pretty impressed with is his knowledge on foreign policy. And he addressed that a few times, even during the debate, that he has, and he is one of the most well-known people of the people in the debate that has knowledge of foreign policy. But with him, I think that he lacks leadership in any executive position. I think Donald Trump kind of said this too. He just lacks, to me, the overall readiness to be commander-in-chief. Now, as a whole, most polls, as anything, always says that Trump is leading, and then Cruz, and then Kasich, then Rubio. If I had to guess, coming even in from the debate and going into New Hampshire, I would say, you know, if I had to flip a coin and say who won the debate as a whole, two people, I think, pulled it out, Rubio being one of them. And unfortunately, I have to say this, Donald Trump. There was not much of a joking environment with him on this platform. There wasn't much of a hee-hee-ha-ha, it was more business. But I was also surprised that Governor Kasich, he did not talk on the lines of Democratic or Republican. He was more of what the Independent Party wanted to hear. It's not about Democrats or Republicans, it's about being American first. And I really think that because New Hampshire is known for having one of the larger independent voters there, I think that Kasich is going to do very well. He performs more than twice as well with independents as he does with registered Republican voters. And I just think that, you know, he's going to pull out with New Hampshire with those voters. So I think he did a very good job on the debate, and I watched it last night, or Saturday rather, and was very impressed. Senator Cruz, though, not much talking, not much intel, not much direction from him. Dr. Carson, not much direction from him. I felt like when he talked, there was a lot more pausing and trying to think of what to say other than experience. And Chris Christie, I think that being a governor, he has that executive leadership. But I don't think, again, he doesn't have enough intel on foreign policy, on foreign affairs, on in-house intel, as I think even Marco Rubio or even, you know, Governor Kasich, or even, I was going to stress to say, even Jeb Bush to an extent. So very interesting debate on Saturday. But as far as somebody who took it away, I think Marco Rubio showed up. Governor Kasich and even Donald Trump kind of led that debate on Saturday.
Now, what about Chris Christie? Chris Christie had an interesting exchange with Marco Rubio there, which Christie seemed to win. Two or three exchanges, as it were.
Yeah, that's something I was interested in. And to me, the exchanges that Chris Christie made, it didn't have anything to do with his thoughts on answers. It had more or less to do on what other senators or people weren't doing. To me, and even going back a few years, he was caught in that, that he was involved in. I just don't think Chris Christie right now has the manpower, nor the, like I said, the intel to move forward. He showed that on the Saturday debate. He showed that in previous debates, where when asked or confronted with questions, there's just not enough intel and details as to how he's going to shift. Now, he's done a great job as a governor to where, you know, with where he's at, and I think that should be credited. But as far as leading the nation, if he wants to give a platform, the platform should have been made on Saturday. And instead of him setting that platform, he went after you know, Marco Rubio multiple times and went after Donald Trump. He went after Governor Kasich. You know, he went after Jeb Bush, you know, and instead of, you know, setting his platform as what he would do as president, he went after the other candidates for what they did while they were in their office. And to me, that's not really set the tone of what you want the nation to know what your plans are. So
from this point on, do you think Trump will win New Hampshire, and do you think he will take the nomination?
From this point forward, I think Trump has a very strong chance. He is leading right now. Like I said, the independents in New Hampshire is the biggest party. He is leading with 34%, and I think Cruz has like 17 and stuff like that. But then again, I can't go off of polls. I think Donald Trump said this in an exclusive interview. Going off of polls, he was leading the polls in Iowa, and he lost. So polls is only going to say so much. I think from knowledge and just going forward, I don't think Donald Trump will win New Hampshire. I think he will come in a very, very tight second. But if I would have to guess, I'm saying either Kasich will come up with very high numbers, and I think Marco Rubio is going to come out and just really surprise people as he did in Iowa. But as far as winning, I don't think Trump right now will win him. I think he will come in a close second, but I think either Governor Kasich or Marco Rubio is going to snag New Hampshire in the first primary of the year.
Well, we're out of time today, but Martin, I thank you so much. Martin Harris, thank you for calling in, and we'll definitely be checking back in with you as the big event comes up at the end of the month, and we'll see what happens after New Hampshire. So stay tuned to the station. Maybe give us a call Wednesday and tell us what you think once we know all the folderol from Tuesday night.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Stay tuned here. We're coming back with more.
Say, doing the first broadcast interview here in Marion, Ohio, on a station named after Warren G. Harding, just a quarter mile from the Harding Memorial, where the president is buried, is Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding and Nan Britton. Jim, I can't tell you how happy I am that you are joining us today via the airwaves.
Same here. I'm very happy. I thank you very much for this opportunity to get this story out.
What do you want to see happen from this point out? This is now the truth.
It is the truth. And this is what I wanted. My goal is I want to see all the books rewritten. I want everything rewritten. I would like everyone to take back what they said. I want to say no, 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 no. And that may sound a little weird, but I just want to throw it in their face. I'm just so tired of these people. There's still people I read, and Utah and I talked about this the other night, that write stuff and try to pass over this and make it out like it really isn't here, and it's here. They said it's here, it's done, and what she said, and I want everyone to know, she wrote the truth. She would never lie. You could offer her any amount of money, and she would not tell a lie.
To legendary zoologist from The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and Conan O'Brien, Jim Fowler.
What is something you regret turning down? You say you've had to turn down some things. Is there something you regret turning down?
Well, that's a pretty good question. The most important thing in life is your family. And we have two children, and my goodness, I'm being overwhelmed by my two grandchildren now. But the main thing is your family and how you treat other people and enjoying. You've got to enjoy life. You know, why be here on this planet for a limited amount of time unless you can really enjoy? So we've got to focus on the things that are real and worthwhile. But I would say I should have spent more time with my family. Although now my son Mark is a documentary film producer in California. My daughter Carrie was on a show with me back in the early, about 10 years ago. But she has a couple of children. But, I think probably I could have spent some more time. I was traveling a lot. But also the other thing is that I didn't catch on early enough that my mission was to be a spokesperson for the natural world and talk about what's in it for us by saving open space, wildlife, and wilderness.
It's WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by typing in WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content.
Charlie Evers is a Marion Radio Institution.
We've been on almost an hour here. And 383-9944 is our number to call. 383-9944. 383-9944 is our number to call. We'd enjoy having you call us. Remember, too, there's a 5 or 10 second delay. So if you do call us, turn your radio down. Turn your radio down.
Right.
On this WWGH. And that's easy to find because turn your radio all the way to the right and then back it up a little bit, and there we are. Because the end of the dial is 108.
Yes.
And we're 107.1.
And now can be heard on WWGH Radio 3 times a week. Every Wednesday and Thursday from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. And Friday from 1:10 p.m. till 3 p.m. on the Fayey Bank Charlie Evers Show.
I used to go over there on full moon nights and sit on that bench, see if I could see any ghosts.